to a bonus episode. In this episode, I'm actually going to talk about the Fuji 100 miler, which is starting tonight at midnight. So maybe this will be a bit late. I just didn't get a chance to do it in time, but let's see how we go. Okay, this episode is really just kind of a behind, getting to know what actually is Fuji 100. So this race used to be called UTMF, Mount Fuji. I read somewhere that it was actually the sister race to UTMB, but just this year, Fuji 100 is now part of the World Trail Majors, which the trail majors are comprised of Trans Gran Canaria, MUT Madeira Island, UTCT, Hong Kong 100 Ultra, Hong Kong 100 Ultra, Swiss Canyon Trail, South Downs Way 100, Quebec Mega Trail, and Grand Raid Pyrenees. So basically trails all over the world. The race was first run in 2012, and this is its 10th edition under the new name. Because of COVID, it's going to be 10 years, because remember there was that break because we had COVID. This one of the highlights of Fuji 100 is that you get the iconic view of Mount Fuji. If you look at the course map, you are actually basically running around the mountain. I'll include a link in the show notes. The only thing which is dicey is that Japan is an island and the weather is unpredictable. Like yesterday we had crazy rainy weather and today we had sunshine. So that has been an issue in the past. And if you look at the notices on the website, you'll see they keep saying the weather is fine. We've updated the weather, but the weather looked good today. So it looks like it's happening and it's starting in an hour. The course itself is 166 kilometers long, with a cumulative elevation gain of about 7,039 meters. That means it's probably not the hardest 100 miler in Japan. There are a lot of 100 milers run in this country, actually. And Mount Fuji is iconic all over the world, but there are lots of 100 milers run in Japan. This race, from what I saw, has about 3,400 contestants. That's including the 100 miler and then the 70 kilometer Kai. I'm going to focus on the 100 miler. This year, they have promised us a broadcast in English and in Japanese. I'll include the links to the English broadcast in the show notes. Now, who are we watching out for in the women's field? Everyone's sweetheart, or the world's sweetheart, is obviously Courtney. Courtney will be hoping to win the race a second time. She won it in 2018. She also recently won the Trans Gran Canaria. So she's obviously done some running already this year. After Courtney, another favorite is Nicole Bitter, Zach Bitter's wife. Nicole runs for Ultra. She's also from the USA. And she's been running maybe now for the past 10 to 12 years. Her ITRA ranking is 732. We have Ki Chan Wong from China. She runs for Salomon and her ITRA ranking is 686. We have Yukari Seimiya, Japan, ITRA ranking 684. Jun Liu, China, ITR ranking 630, and Shenyue Zheng, I hope I pronounced it well, ITR ranking 622. So this is the women's field. To take note, a large contingency of this race is actually Asian runners, a lot of Japanese runners. So there's obviously a lot of people that we might not know about. I have always said that Japanese trail running is underreported in the world. The men's field has more promising, not more promising, as always, the men have more representation than us women. And the front runners, according to actually Mount Fuji's own website, are we've got Gyomin Deng, the North Face, ITR ranking 872, Guido Quinn, Long Fei Yang, Yuya Kawasaki, obviously Japanese, Kento Tamura, Hajime Mamba, Takashi Doi, John Ray Onifa Stingray, he's from the Philippines, Anthony Lee from the USA, and Gregor Kama, that sounds French, and Alexandra Bouchard, who runs for Salomon. Oh, Gregor runs for On, and Anthony Lee runs for Topo. I think there's a slight chance a Japanese runner might surprise us in the women's field. At 100 miles is a long distance. Courtney is solid, so definitely Courtney, but maybe I feel like a Japanese runner might step up. Let's see what happens over the weekend. I'm hoping to make my way there. Hopefully I'll be able to share some footage on Instagram. Watch out for the stories on the Instagram page. I will try to keep you guys as updated as I can for the one day that I will be there. I am going to add an excerpt from James Mallion, whom I've had on the podcast before. James has just written an article for the Japan Times, but this is basically his take on what's going to happen this weekend. And he'll be running the Kai, the 70-kilometer race. So it'll be interesting to hear somebody else's opinion. That's not mine. We were hoping to do a live, but we couldn't because our schedules couldn't line up. Hopefully for the next big race, we can actually do a live discussion and you guys can chime in.
Hi, Linda. James here. Thanks for having me on to chat Mount Fuji 100. It's a shame we couldn't work out a time for a live chat, but this is cool too. So I'll chime in with my thoughts on this year's event, and then you can respond to some of my ideas and give your own two cents. We definitely got to hook up for a live chat or commentary on another event sometime. But in the meantime, this will work, so here goes. Like I said, I'm super excited for this year. I'll be taking part in the event for the first time ever as I'm running Kai, the 70K course. I've also been digging deeper into the event the past few weeks. And as a fan of the sport of running and trail running, I'll be following along best I can before I get to racing myself. I think it has to be said that Fuji 100 certainly wasn't the first trail or ultra race here in Japan, but in terms of drawing international talent and elite trail runners from around the world, it's been at the forefront here in Japan since its days of being associated with the UTMB and being a part of the Ultra Trail World Tour. And now joining up with the World Trail Majors. I think Japan is in a good place with trail running, expanding year by year here. More races, more distances are popping up every season, and more international talent is making their way to Japan for races of all distances. Just last week, we saw the Golden Trail World Series touchdown here in Kobe and bring some of the world's best sub-ultra distance runners. And now here we are just next week with the Mount Fuji 100 welcoming in perhaps, let's say, the greatest ultra trail runner of all time. Of course, talking about Courtney DeWalter. And I think any serious chat about potential winners of the race, her name has to be mentioned first and foremost. So let me start with the women then. And I'm going to start with the 100-mile course. So, of course, like I said, we have one of the GOATs, greatest of all time, to ever do it. We got Salomon-sponsored athlete Courtney DeWalter coming off an incredible, mind-blowing 2023 and already has a victory at the World Trail Majors at Trans Grand Canaria. And a win at Fuji here would basically lock her up as the series champ already, and would make her the only two-time winner of the UTMF Fuji 100. So I think really, I think this is her race to lose, and I'm not doubting Courtney, as I think that would be foolish. That said, you know, to arrive to Japan, getting used to the time change, the climate, the course and everything, it's not inconceivable, I suppose, to think she may struggle at some point, and in which case there is a chance maybe for some local runners or other runners in the field Some other top runners, just looking through the list, is American runner Nicole Bitter, and she's had, you know, she's had podium finishes at the Javelina Jundred, Rocky Raccoon, and she's at a top 10 at Western States. There's also Ki Chun Wong from Hong Kong, China, another Solomon-sponsored athlete, and she finished recently, she finished 7th in the Hong Kong 100 in 2023. There's some other top Japanese runners in the mix I was looking out, looking at. For example, Chizuru Ofuchi, who finished 3rd last year. Yumi Hosokawa finished 4th last year. Kanako Edamoto finished 10th. So, you know, just the experience being on the course, racing it. They kind of know what to expect. There's also Junko Yano, who finished 2nd in 2022. They're all at the starting line for the 100. And Yukari Semiya, this is her first 100-miler, but she finished first at the Shinetsu Five Mountain trail race last year. So she's got the speed. In terms of Chinese runners, they're always competitive these days. There's, I'm going to butcher some of these names, of course, throughout this whole thing. Jun Liu. There's also Junyu Zeng, who have some pretty high ITRA scores. But yeah, of course, my pick was always going to be Courtney in this one. So I'm going with Courtney. Like I said, it's her race to lose. And I could even, you know, I could see her top 5, top 10 in the men's field, the overall field as well. Let's jump to the men's field for myself here. I had, you know, in terms of international racers, I had initially, you know, Spanish runner. I'm going to butcher some of these names. Andrew Simon Aymeric. I had him as one of my top, but because of injury, he had to drop down to the Kai race. So he is out of my group here. There's also Frenchman Gregor Coumer, who won the 2019 Grand Raid 100 miler and also has a top 10 at UTMB. From China, we got Guido Quinn, who finished 4th in the Hong Kong 100 in January, this past January, and Gu Min Deng, who finished 5th in that same race there. So, you know, any points they can get in this will help them along in the rankings at these World Trail Majors. I think there's several strong Japanese runners who have a real chance to win the race. And I'm picking a Japanese runner to win the men's side this year. So there's Yuya Kawasaki, who finished 2nd in last year's race. There's also Tomonori Onitsuka, who finished 3rd, Hajime Mamba, who finished 4th, and then Takashi Doi, who finished 2nd in 2022. And then also this year, there's Kento Tamura, who won Kai last year, beating out the speedy, crazy Kai, Hiroki Kai. I just actually finished watching that on YouTube, last year's Kai race. So yeah, like I said, this one, the men's side, I think it's more open and it could really go to a number of different runners, but I'm going to have to go with a Japanese runner, like I said, in this one. And my heart is kind of telling me to go with Takashi Doi, who almost won the race 2 years ago. He's coming off a win last month's race in Hiroshima, the 109K Wangan Trail. So I'm going with Takashi Doi in the men's 100 miler. Let's jump to the 70K, the Kai race that I'll be taking part in. And I'll start with the men's side for this one. And I'm going to go with another Japanese runner here for the win. I'm going to pick I'm going to pick Goshi Osada, who races a lot and also wins a lot. He won 5 races outright last year, including a bunch of the OSJ series races. And he won the Aso Volcano 115K. And he also won last year's Fun Trails Round Chichibu 100K, which I also joined, finishing a good at 10 hours or more, 11 hours behind Mr. Osada. So, I'm going to pick him for the win, but, you know, other Japanese runners to watch, Yutaro Yokouchi, who recently finished 3rd at New Zealand's Tarawera 50K, and he finished 2nd in December's Izu Trail Journey, so he's certainly got the speed. There's also veteran Killian's Company Normal sponsored runner Spain's Tofel Castanayer, who he's got a lot of experience ultras, 100 miles throughout the years, but at 51, I'm not sure he has the raw speed necessary to win on this shorter course here. One more to watch for me is Chinese runner. I'm going to butcher the name. Xing Jing Li, and he's a specialist at the shorter distances and will no doubt be coming out fast, as some of these Chinese runners are known to do. Let's jump to the women's Kai race. And again, I got to go with a Japanese trail running legend. And that's Yuri Yoshizumi, who competes around the world every year. And she lives close by to Mount Fuji. She's won the Mount Fuji Ascent race a number of times. She's won Kai. She's won this same race. She won in 2022. I think she won it in 2018 also. She finished 2022. She finished 4th overall in the entire race. And I'm picking her again for this year. Looking at the rest of the elites, the women's elites in Kai, Courtney's not the only Western States champ in the mix, as 2014's Western States winner Stephanie Howe is entering Kai this year. While still elite, I'm not sure she has the speed and like the know-how of this course to win it, but she'll be someone to watch. Maybe other potentials on the women's side, Honoko Akiyama, who was... she has a win at Izu Trail Journey, and she's finished top 10 at last year's World Trail Championships in Austria. And one more for me on the women's side is another champion of the Izu Trail Journey, but in the shorter, like 30K distance, is Erika Fukuda, and she also has won the Shinetsu Five Mountain 110K race in 2022. So she has the experience and is good at the shorter distance. But like I said, I'm going with Yuri Yoshizumi in this one too. Going for her 3rd overall Kai victory. All right, Linda. So yeah, there you have it. I feel like I've been rambling on a little bit, but I'm interested in hearing your takes on the Mount Fuji 100. Just as a fan, this is going to be an awesome one to watch. Of course, everyone's going to be watching Courtney. I'm going to try and tune into the live feed. Has an English feed this year too, before I race on the Friday. Super excited to take part and watch it as a fan. And I hope to see you at the event, Linda. And I hope we get to chat and podcast live again very soon. Cheers. Thanks.
Follow on Instagram at The Running Voyager. I will definitely be posting lots of stories. Have a good weekend. Cheers.